just hello and welcome. Like, we will, for the process of this, stick specifically to our labour market and just run through some of our figures and our state agencies. So if we just begin by going to the next slide. As I said before, we represent the Centre of Independent Living in Ireland, and this is an organisation that helps people with disability live independently in their own homes outside institutions with the assistance of personal assistance services.
Just on that note, I'm sure most of you are aware of the Strasbourg Freedom Drive, which happened in 2003 and the summer 2005. We brought around the newsletter that came out of that, so that's the organisation that we're representing today.
Okay.
Do you want me to go through this bit?
Yeah.
We've done a listing, if you like, of the state bodies as a whole in Ireland, and just to emphasise how many there are, when you look at that list, there's however many government departments, central government, semi-state, constitutional bodies, education, the health service, and so on and so on. So of the broad array of bodies that there are, our role going forward in the project will be to pick and choose, really, and that's what we're hoping to be informed by over the next couple of days, who we want to prioritise. Of the government departments, if you want to go down to the next one, those would obviously be the priority bodies to target, and of those, we would be looking at six key departments of enterprise, trade and employment, Department of Transport, Communication, Social Welfare, Environment and Health and Children. And just to say at this point, the context of Ireland and people with disabilities in our country is the fact that in 2005 we had a Disability Act enacted, which really pushes for the mainstreaming of services throughout each of the government departments which I highlighted. And at this point in time, they are going through plans to implement this act. So each of the departments, those key six, are the main ones that we would like to focus on, because they have the funding now and they have the legislation which emphasises that they have to mainstream services for people with disabilities, and invariably employment is going to be at the basis of that. You can skip through the rest of those listings, because really it was just for information of the vast array of them. Just go down to the ones on employment. We stuck to the same format as Spain in this presentation in terms of going through the three key questions which we were asked in the email. So if you go past each of those and on to slide. Okay, so in terms of agency interviews, they're obviously in progress, but as you've said yourself from Spain, it's a slow process getting the right person to contact and who it is that will speak to you, and knowing that they are the people who have the power to make choices and the power to do things is a different story to actually the person who you get talking to. And so that's the stage we're at in regards to that. So then on to general Irish labour market figures.
This is our total workforce figures. We have almost 2 million in a country of just over 3.7 million people. 3.2 million people. We have 2 million people in the labour market. 85% or 85,000 are unemployed, and the total labour market is total not in the labour force is 1,262,000, but obviously this will be made up of children and elderly people. In effect, I think Ireland almost has full employment as regards. So
do you want to go down to the next one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks.
our total Irish population is 3,277,000 and 0.440 people. The total number of people with disabilities in Ireland is 200,000, almost 300,000 people, which represents 10% of the population. This is spread between from particularly at the higher end, most people would have a disability towards in later life. So we have a
next page there.
This is a slide of our employment figures. This is the total number of people with disabilities in employment, which is 110,800 people. This represents 37% of people with disabilities are employed in the labour market, as opposed to 63.8% of the total population in the same age category.
You can skip through the next two pages onto the last one, and you can skip that as well. Okay, there you go.
26% of the people with disabilities of working age have a job, compared to 70% of people who are non-disabled. If we break this into male and female, 40% of disabled men aged between 35 and 44 are in work, compared to 89% of other men of the same age. And if we look at female figures, 23% of the disabled women aged between 35 and 44 are in work, compared to 61% of all other women in the same age category.
Okay.
So this is the last one.
Okay.
And as with Spain, like, most of our statistics would be taken from our census of 2002.
Yeah.
And that's where we sourced our figures from.
Just to say on top of that, similar to yourselves with the quota system, we also have a quota system in Ireland. And just one question I was going to raise is, it is similar, I presume, that yours refer to the public sector also. And ours is also limited to the public sector, and it stands at 3% quota. And that's the target, but obviously that has not been achieved. And in 2001, the target which was achieved was 2.12% of the quota. Now, in regard to this quota, I'm going to presume that it might be similar to the ones in your countries, that it might easily be made up of people with either hidden disabilities, or, as you identified the definition of disability according to the labour market, it might be an ongoing illness or some type of generic disability, as opposed to significant disability, if you like. So I think that would possibly be one of the key issues that we have in Ireland, in any case, when we're working on that quota. The figure is too generous in terms of the reality of the people with disabilities in the country. So in regard to our training, which is the key thing for the project, in Ireland there are, I suppose, two key training streams, which are from the Department of Health and Children and FOSS, which is under the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment. And just to note there that, again, going back to the medical model, a large majority of this would be, I suppose, almost 50% would be the health-funded training, and the other would be specialist training. And it's just to consider what type of training are we focusing on in the project, and is it going to be to try and improve the training that's already there, or is it to try and improve the generic training to each of the areas of the public sector that should be accessed for employment? Just some of the ideas that we're thinking of when we were looking at the figures. But that's it for now.